Yeah, I woke up this morning and I had texted Dom and Jen. And I said, I woke up with this tangible expectation of the Holy Spirit beginning to settle on people. And I know we all know the verse, but it's always good to read it. In Acts chapter 2, it says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. No one was overlooked. Each one got what God wanted to give. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I don't know what your relationship is like to the Holy Spirit, but mine started when I was in a living room because someone decided to say, hey, I got something to say to you. And I came down from a bedroom into a living room and I started to say what they felt God was saying to me. And all of a sudden, I felt this force coming towards me. And when it hit me, I fell over in my chair and a language I did not know burst out of my mouth. And this completing love that settled everything inside of me took a frail, insecure, addicted boy and did something irreversible inside of me. And in one night, I had this turning point moment because I didn't want anything to do with God, but he wanted everything to do with me. And the only thing that's unique about Pentecost is that it was the first. God has set it in his heart to come and settle because he is not looking for outward form, because his kingdom is not in word, but in power. So we're gonna welcome, because God is everywhere. But there's a difference between God being everywhere and God being here. Holy Spirit, gift of God. Oh, I ask that you would move. That your presence would begin to settle upon us. Holy Spirit, begin to settle upon us. Oh, we welcome you here. We surrender ourselves to you. We open ourselves to you. We long for you. Would you come like a mighty rushing wind and settle upon us with your completing love? Holy Spirit, begin to come upon people right now. Awaken passion in hearts that have gone dry. Awaken passion in hearts that have gone dry. That divided focus would be right now moved to a unified voice of praise to you. And you would begin to inhabit the praise of your people in this house. We welcome you. Oh, we welcome you. You are welcome here.
Darkness, you have filled me with your peace. Give sing over 2021. Come on, let's sing it. Oh, faithful you are. Look at where we are right now. Faithful forever you will be. Faithful you are. This is my testimony that all your promises are yes and amen. We testify that all your promises are yes and amen. Oh, you've always been faithful. It didn't start here. Oh, you've always been faithful. You won't end here. Beautiful Savior. Oh, beautiful Savior. You have brought me here. You pulled me out the ashes. You have broken every curse. Blessed Redeemer, you have set this captive free.
Every worship leader probably has stopped their worship song and said this, but I just believe that 2020 was reality, and it actually happened, and it's still kind of like people are still struggling and, you know, going through whatever they're going through. And I don't want to just sing this over ourselves and over our families only, But I believe we should sing this over our nation, over the global church, that their anchors will be like rooted in the word of the Lord, that it be rooted in Jesus, and that there will be no wavering. I know this season is so like challenging, it's like a lot of wavering, but I want to sing this over the global church and over this, over our nation, that there'll be no wavering, that they'll find their anchor rooted, you know? And so I want to sing this again. Let's do it. I will rest. Come on, sing that. Oh, I will rest. Your promises and your promise. I'm not moving my comfort. No, I'm not moving. It's your faithfulness. And oh, I will. I'm not moving nowhere. And your promises, my confidence. Just pray for the weary right now, Lord. We say give strength to the weary. that they won't waver, Lord. But they'll stand firm on your word. You are the cornerstone. You are the cornerstone. Grace for the weary. Grace for the weary. That they'll sing what we just sang with confidence. Through highs and lows, ups and downs. That we be confident in what we've seen. That we be confident in what we've seen. That nothing will shake us out of what we know.